News coming up here. My name is John Curdy from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this is your first local story for this hour. Are you a resident of the HBCS School District? Well, be sure to mark your calendars for the 2025 bond proposal vote. Check out the graphic on our website at thumbnet.net or click the link that's there in the article as well to go straight to the bond proposal website to cast your vote. State Representative Greg Alexander met with local community members at Bad Axe Airport on Friday, September 26th, during his monthly office hours. He focused on the state budget efforts aiming for passage by September 30. Alexander highlighted recent budget measures, including the elimination of taxes on tips, overtime, and retirement, the introduction of a new tax on wholesale marijuana sales, funding the road fund, and increased taxes on insurance providers' purchases. He was not happy with the Attorney General's budget is a single line item for operations. It lacks a detailed expenditure breakdowns, calling it essentially a blank check. Efforts are ongoing to cut ghost employees and reduce waste, fraud, and misuse in state government. Alexander is also working on establishing a farm lane on state land for the Amish to build and maintain a bridge across the Cass River. He emphasized his goal is directing school funds without state-imposed spending mandates, leaving budget decisions to local school boards. And because Tuscola County's Central Dispatch is operating with the skeleton crew, Dispatch Director John Ramirez asked commissioners to temporarily increase their pay. Normally, that department has 10 employees, but there are only 5 dispatchers who are working, and they are putting in 50 hours of overtime per day or per pay period. Dispatch will continue to operate short-staffed until the first of the year. The shortest was created by departures. Even though some new dispatchers have been hired, they have to do 18 weeks of training before they can do dispatching, Ramirez explained. To reward the dispatchers for their dedication and hard work, Ramirez requested they receive a $2 pay increase until the end of the year, when the newly hired workers will be fully trained and ready to work. Commissioners realized dispatch is 24/7 operation and approved the pay increase, which will be about $5,600 more. And for over an hour, two companies explained medical insurance costs and coverage to Tuscola County commissioners. At the end of the discussions, it was decided to change companies in order to save money for the county and employees. Brandon Westlock, who is Vice President of Operations, Brown & Brown, explained that in addition to Blue Cross Blue Shield, bids were sought from Aetna, Priority Health, and HAP, which all three companies declined to bid. Prior to adjusting a county's stop-loss level, the health insurance cost increase is 39%. By adjusting the hard cap, the county could look to having the increase be 22%. Overall, the cost of the county for medical insurance is going to increase, he said. A variety of options were discussed, but the bottom line is medical insurance coverage is going to cost more. That presentation was followed by Brian Bellware, who is the managing principal for Gibson's Benefit Strategy, did a presentation regarding what his company can do in assisting with providing more affordable health care options for the county. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and you can get the full stories of your obituaries, news, weather, and information anytime at thumbnet.net.